to the women's team now, and on Sunday afternoon, manager Luke Podmore took charge of the Reds for the first time as FC United travelled to Cheshire to take on Northwich Vixens. To hear now how FC got on in this one, it's over to Ben Hughes with more.
Well, thank you, Cockers. And the FC United and Manchester's women's team end 2016 in the league in winning ways, collecting 3 points at Northwich Vixens on Sunday afternoon following a 2-0 away victory. There was an early goal from Chelsea Patient, and that was followed later on in proceedings by a strike from Beth Tattersall. And because league leaders Merseyrail Bootle weren't in action on Sunday, that result means that FC United now joins them back on the same number of points, 31 points up at the top of the league table, with Merseyrail Bootle obviously having a game in hand. But a positive outcome for FC United and Manchester's women's team manager Luke Podmore in his first time in charge of FC United on Sunday. And joining me now to discuss this 2-0 win for FC United against Northwich Vixens from Sunday afternoon and the women's team more general, we're now joined by the manager of the FC United and Manchester women's team. It's Luke Podmore.
Hi Ben, evening. You all right?
I'm all good, mate. Big congratulations for today's result. Your first match in charge. Cracking result.
Yeah. Really, really pleased. We had a good training session on Wednesday going into the game today. We knew it was going to be a tough fixture with the conditions, and obviously we're playing on grass. But yeah, the girls, they worked the socks off. Every player, whether they're on the pitch for 90 minutes or no minutes, the positivity was brilliant to see. And that certainly helped us grind that difficult 2-0 win out today.
And it's an important result. Obviously, we know about last week's result against Merseyrail. It was important to bounce back. Northwich, it had banana skin written all over it today, didn't it, really? But you must be dead chuffed with the way the players have responded.
Yeah, absolutely. And I said that to them in the dressing room before the game. I said, these will be looking at us and thinking this is probably the best time to play us. But they, unfortunately, Vixens didn't see the training session on Wednesday. And I said to them, it's the worst time to play us because, you're looking to get out of your system. And yeah, potentially banana skin, but they dealt with it well.
Now, obviously, You've come into it midway through the season so far. Because of that win today, I don't think Merseyrail had a game. I think their match got postponed. So you're back on joint points with Merseyrail. What's your expectations now? I know you've only just come into the club, really, but what's your expectations now for the remainder of the season? Is it to keep that pressure on Merseyrail and to see what can happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said to the girls before Wednesday, I said, this league is not over by any means. There's difficult fixtures such as that one today. I don't know if they've got to go there again, or if they've got to go there this year, or there's difficult fixtures in this league that you can slip up at any time. All we've got to do is just focus on what we can do. In the last game of the season, which is currently a bit of a game away, we are within touching distance of them, goal difference wise and points wise. If we can get there, who knows what will happen on that last day? It'll be a fantastic occasion.
Now, you've coached the side before back in 2012 in those pioneering days, let's call it, on like Bound Road playing fields. But you've gone far since, obviously managing with a great deal of success at Preston North End. What's your expectations for the women's side of the football club in the immediate future and then going forward as well?
I think we've got the talented players. We've got some real talented players there. I think we do need to sort of come together a little bit more and make a few additions to bring the standard up a little bit. A thriving team is a good team. And I think that in the immediate future this year, ideally, we're very, very close to the top of the league, and I'd like to see if we can do it this year. I still think it's possible. The players have got to believe that. And then moving on from there, we need to, hopefully get a group of players together, a core group of players together that we can work with, because the talent's there to move up through these leagues. And I'd like to see us, reach the Women's Premier League Division 1 in about 4 or 5 seasons. If we can really get a core group of players together and train with them on a regular basis, with a development squad underneath maybe in the future to help support the first team. And that's what I see the women's side doing. We can really grow something and carry the sort of fly the flag for FC on the women's game. And like I say, hopefully have some success.
It's one thing we picked up on this season in recent weeks. Obviously, we played Liverpool Marshall Fed's reserves a couple of weeks ago in the league, and we were saying it'd be good if there was an FC United reserve side at this level of the game, and the first team could be where Liverpool Marshall Fed's are, if not a bit higher, and that's what we've got to be aiming for, really, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, and that gives you the platform, and you know, you can drop players in who are coming back. You can also keep a squad happy as well. You know, you can offer people minutes. You know, people without minutes are not going to be in form, and then it helps, you know, everything's geared towards your first team, and that'll help us out massively in terms of keeping hold of young players. You know, they might not be able to compete with experienced players yet, but if you keep hold of them for a year and you work with them, you know, you find yourself, you've got to play there for the next 5-10 years. And that's what I want to do. You know, that's what I want to put the blueprint down and hopefully get that off the ground up and running, and then we can hopefully see us thrive.
Well, Luke Podmore, manager of the FC United and Manchester women's team. The bit of a mini winter break now, obviously. So on behalf of the listeners, a big congratulations on your appointment. Have a lovely Christmas to you and everyone associated with the women's team. And we'll be seeing you for a prosperous new year in the coming weeks.
Thanks very much, Ben, on you too.
FC United and Manchester's women's team manager there, Luke Podmore, speaking to me on Sunday evening following their 2-0 away win at Northwich Vixens on Sunday afternoon, which leaves FC United in second position on the same number of points as Merseyrail Bootle up at the top. Merseyrail do have a game in hand, but certainly all to play for in 2017. The FC United and Manchester's women's team return to action on the 8th of January 2017. Happy New Year, everyone, as they host Altrincham Ladies. And of course, we'll be covering that live on Women's Team Live on Sunday, the 8th of January in 2017.